Escape. Escape. What do you think when I say that? Well, you should be thinking about the Ford Escape, because that car is on the recall list. 550,000 Fusion models as well as Ford Escapes have hit the recall list. Now, if you have a 2013 to 2014 Ford Escape or a 2013 to 2016 Ford Fusion, listen up, my friends, because the hazard here is no normal hazard. Your radio is still going to work, but the car itself could roll away. You still have an antenna for your radio, but the car could roll away. You could hear the music just go down the road. Oh my God, my favorite song. Why does it seem so far away? Because the car rolled away. It's not supposed to. So here's the info. Ford says that the shifter cable bushings need to be replaced on the affected vehicles. So if you got that kind of vehicle, contact Ford right away and see if your VIN number is on the list. So the information you need to know is that the bushing that attaches the shifter cable to the transmission may detach from the transmission. A degraded shifter cable bushing that detaches from the transmission may allow the transmission to be in a gear state different than the gear shift position selected by the driver. So what that means in plain English is that if you select the car to be in drive, it will not listen. It will not take the command. Auto recall report, I'm serious. I'm telling you, this is a real tragedy when it comes to stuff like this. I mean, it should have been corrected from the get-go. So if you have a 2014 Ford Fusion built in the Flat Rock assembly plant between June 18th, 2013 to September 15th, 2013, get on the phone and call Ford. Now, if you got a 2014 to 2016 Ford Fusion vehicle also built in the Flat Rock assembly plant between June 2nd, 2014 to August 31st, 2015, get on the phone and call Ford. Only a few more left, but listen up. 2013 to 2014 Ford Fusion vehicles built in the Hermosillo stamping and assembly plant between May 15th, 2013 and September 15th, 2013. Two more. 2014 to 2016 Ford Fusion also built in the Hermosillo stamping and assembly plant between June 2nd, 2014 and August 31st, 2015. Last one here is the 2013 to 2014 Ford Escape built in the Louisville assembly plant between May 15th, 2013 and September 15th, 2013. So this whole recall involves around 549,000 cars in North America, and that also includes US and around 8,032 in Mexico. So contact your dealer or contact Ford, because they'll replace the shifter cable bushing at no cost to you if you can make it there, if you haven't rolled away in time. I mean, Ford hasn't reported any injuries at this time, but it's only a matter of time until something happens. So if I was you, contact Ford. Auto recall report, I'm almost out, but before I go, I gotta tell you what's up, because I don't know if you know, but Ford is axing some of its models. All you're gonna have left now is the Mustang and the Focus Active. Everything else is on the chopping block. It's gone. No more Taurus. You know, the Taurus was every rental car you'd get. Every time you go to a rental facility, you go in, you say, what car do I get? And unfortunately, it's the Taurus, the blah, you know, a neutral car, but it's gone. So look forward to that. You know, you'll see a lot more crossovers, SUVs, trucks, and just one or two models that they're going to keep. But for the most part, say bye-bye to all the other models, because they're gone. They're not going to be making their way back, and there's not really a demand for it. You know, our market has been changing recently. So the Ford Fusion is gone, the Ford C-Max is gone, the Ford Fiesta is gone, and the Taurus is gone. So that's all I got to say. Auto recall report, this is AK. Remember, don't text and drive. If you do, you won't be able to hear my next podcast, and I'm sure that you want to make it. All right, guys, take care.